Marielle was overjoyed to see a friend.
Tarquin, it's you!
I'll say it is! Who did you expect? A fish with fur and ears?
It was a sea rat ship that rammed us. They've got Dandin and Durry aboard. I heard them call it the Sea Talon.
Oh, corks! Dandin and Durry captured by sea rats. What'll we do?
What can we do?
Which way did the Sea Talon go?
Over that way, I think, though it's hard to tell in this fog.
Then there's only one thing for it. We'll have to swim after it and see if we can get our friends back. Come on!
They struck out into the fogged sea, swimming as hard and fast as they could. After a while, Tarquin halted, treading water as he floated.
It's no use, Marielle. Phew, I'm out of breath.
Me too. We could be going in circles in this fog.
Then I vote we just float here until it clears. Do you want my hair, Alina? It makes rather a good float.
We'll both use it then.
Together, they rested the paws on the instrument. It buoyed them slightly, and they kicked their legs slowly to keep afloat.
Well, this is a pretty mess we're in, and no mistake.
How far do you suppose we are from shore, Tarquin?
No idea, old scout. It's sink or swim from here on in. I say, I'm famished. You don't happen to have any tucker on you?
Sorry. All I had was that cold oat cake, and I lost that in the wreck.
Ah, well, at least we won't make a nice fat meal for any fishes that are feeling peckish. I suppose there are fishes around here.
Could be. Might be one or two big ones with huge mouths and sharp teeth.
Steady on, miss. You could scare a chap out of a season's growth talking like that.
Marielle and Tarquin lost all reckoning of distance or position as they floated for what seemed like endless hours. Gradually, the fog began to thin, giving way to slightly choppy water and mists, which were soon dispelled by a stiff breeze. There was not much to see, no sight of the sea rat galley, nor of land. They were completely surrounded by rising waves. Helping each other as best as they could, the two friends conserved their energy by floating, only swimming when the seas became too rough. Marielle looked up at the sky. Evening was not far off.
It gets cold on the sea at night.
You don't say. It's blinking cold enough now. My paws have gone all dead and shriveled with the salt water.
Mine too, Tarquin. I'm sorry I got you into this. I should have travelled alone. Now Dandin and Durry are the prisoners of sea rats and we're not going to last long out here.
Oh, nonsense, old Miss Mousy. I wouldn't have had it any other belly way. None of it was your fault. We'd have come along whether you liked it or not. Now stop that kind of talk and save your breath.
You're a good friend, Tarquin Elwood Sorrel. I won't forget you.
Should jolly well hope not. Rosie, too. Hope she thinks of old Tarkers feeding the fish now and then. Oh, Rosie, you'll never find another as devil-may-care and handsome as me. Poor old thing.
Marielle draped her gullwhacker across the hair, Alina. Her limbs were beginning to tire. Seawater lapped into her mouth and she spluttered.
I say, why don't you take the swallow out of your mouth and tie it round your neck?
Good idea, Tarquin. Thank you.
Oh, dear. There's the jolly old sun beginning to set.
Oh, I'm so tired. I could lie back in the water and go to sleep.
Steady on there. Don't start talking like that. Here, I'll hold you up for a bit.
No, Tarquin. You need all your energy to stay afloat yourself.
Fiddle-dee-dee. I've got energy I haven't even used yet. There. How's that, Marielle Gullwacker?
That's fine, Tarquin. But you won't be able to keep us both up for long.
Suppose not. But when that time comes, we'll sink together, what?
Clinging to each other, they bobbed on the open sea, oblivious of the glory of the setting sun and the many-hued sky which reflected in the waters all around. Night closed in on the hare and the mouse maid. Two massive paws shot down into the water and grabbed them both, hauling them effortlessly out of the night sea and onto a heaving deck.
Wood Sorrel, I might have known it would be you.
Semi-conscious and shivering uncontrollably, Tarquin peered up into the huge striped face of Rawnblade.
I say, my lord, didn't know you'd take boating, what?
You young rogue. I suppose you've brought this poor mousemaid along with you just to get her drowned.
Quite the country, sir.
We'll discuss that later. After you're both fixed up.
When Marielle regained consciousness, she was in the cabin of the Waveblade, A charcoal fire burned in the small stove, and she was clad in cast-off sea-rat garments. Lord Roanblade made her drink some heavy dark wine and eat a little dried fruit. Tarquin was fully recovered. Marielle could not suppress a smile at the comical figure he cut, dressed in sea-rat silks, with a cloak of yellow chenille draped about him. Tarquin admired the daggers and swords he had stuffed into the wide sashed belt of orange satin, and earrings and bangles jangled as he twirled about dramatically.
Ah, me booties! 'Tis only I, Tarquin the Terrible!
Roanblade sniffed away a smile threatening to steal across his face.
I'd say awful was more appropriate than terrible.
The Badger Lord turned to Marielle.
So, tell me, Mouse Maid, what were you doing bobbing about on the high seas in company with this addle-brained creature?
Marielle sipped more of the wine, feeling its dark warmth comfort her.
Well, it's a long story, sir, but I'll start at the beginning.
Outside, wind keened the darkness, scouring the face of the sea as rain began to spatter the decks. Waveblade cut her course northward, her tiller lashed in position by the sodden gullwhacker as the ship ploughed on through the night, guided by a small metal swallow.